listening to Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State.
I have always been fairly open about being a believer, both to colleagues and to students. I'm not somebody who is going out and seeking opportunities to evangelize, but I want people to know where I come from and what commitments are driving my life. I'm John Rowe. I'm a professor of mathematics at Penn State. I've been here since 1998. Came from England. It's complicated. That's a thing now, right? On the one hand, I'm the product of a country which has a state church, an established church, so that's very different from what you would expect, and especially when I was growing up, knowing the way the Church of England worked and knowing its liturgy and so on were just part of middle class existence. But taking it seriously was not. And I had a conversion experience when I was a teenager. I was a young teen. I was an obnoxious atheist. I believe Britain produces plenty of those. So my faith background is a mixture of English evangelical, fairly traditional Church of England, a happy, clappy, charismatic, and Calvinist. And I haven't had much pushback against that. I feel that I've been lucky in that way. I think that's partly because when I came to Penn State, I was already in a position of some privilege. I was an established scholar. I was courted to come here. It's an interesting experience. To be a Christian, especially an evangelical Christian in England, was a sort of a somewhat subversive thing. I mean, if you met somebody who was an evangelical, it was likely that they would be politically left-wing and slightly unreliable on social issues and so on. And the feeling that my faith tradition has a completely different political alignment, that's something which I've had some trouble getting used to, but it's also been something which has been actually good for me to work with. I've met a lot of people who do not share some of my ideological commitments, if you like, but do share my faith, and that is a really, really good thing. Sometimes I feel here on campus we live in a sort of thought bubble, and going to church is one of the best ways of working with people who are outside that bubble and learning to love and respect them. One thing which concerns me nationwide is the splitting of the community into a kind of elite. The 1% is the phrase people use in the financial context, to whom a lot of benefits are accruing, and a toiling majority who are not seeing much in the way of gain in their life. In the university context, and this is not at all unique to Penn State, I think we are seeing more and more of that kind of thing happening in terms of the part-timing and casualization of faculty work. Nationwide, I forget what the figures are, but you know, it's well over half, 70% or something like that, of university teachers are now not the kind of person who I am, a tenure-track professor who gets to pursue an academic career involving research and teaching and have a long-term goal. They are people who are hired for short-term contracts, who teach and maybe teach in many, many different schools, travel around, and often are paid a lot less. I feel that's a huge justice problem that the US university system has at the moment, and we have not figured out a way to deal with it. As academics, we have a view that there are some people who have more and have enormous insight and will lead the field forward, and that they should have the opportunity to do that. Everybody wants to be considered to be one of those, and academic administrators tend to defer to those ambitions. When I was department head here, I felt that one of the important things that I should do was to always try and focus on those people who worked for us who did not have their status in the sort of academic pecking order, and see what I could do for them. I tried to lift up those who were low. I don't know if I did any of the casting down of the mighty from their seats either, but that was definitely a faith commitment, or partly a faith commitment. My advice would be not to put off talking to people about things that are important, because you don't know what life will bring. I had a bout with cancer last year, and that just reminds you that make sure people know you love them, or if you're going to ask a big question or take a big risk, you might as well do it now while you still have a chance.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, Penn State's only student organization committed to exploring issues of peace, justice, and faith. Thanks to Bend Block for their incredible music. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.